Today is the 14th of Iyar, which is also known as Pesach Sheni. The Pasuk tells us in Parshas Bahaloscha that anybody that was Tamei Lenefesh or Bederech Rechoka, if they were Tamei or they were too far away when the initial Karban Pesach was offered on the 14th of Nisan, they get the chance to do, so to speak, a makeup Karban. And this is how we paskin in Halacha. The Rambam tells us in Hilchos Karban Pesach that a person who is Tamei or is far or is some kind of Ones and they're unable to bring the Karban, they're able to bring a makeup Karban the month later on the 14th of Iyar. And there are certain minhagim we have today. For example, there's a minhag not to say tachton on Pesach Sheni. There is a minhag to eat matzah on Pesach Sheni. As a reminder of this is what the Pesach Sheni was. But the Gemara asks, in the Gemara in Sukkah, why were these people, the original group that approached Moshe and said, we still want to offer it, which is a beautiful display of passion for mitzvos. And Moshe Feinstein points out, here it is. They were putter. They were exempt. They got a check. They didn't have to do it. And yet they came and they said, we want to. We feel like we're missing out. Nigara, they're diminished. So they want to bring the carbon. The Gemara in Sukkah asks, well, what were they tamei from? One opinion of the Gemara says they were tamei from a mace mitzvah. No one else could attend to this body and they took care of it. And therefore they come a month later and they say, we want to offer the carbon. Another opinion says that they were impure because they were carrying the bones of Nadav and Avihu, and therefore they were tummy. And the final suggestion says they were actually the ones carrying the coffin of Yosef, in fulfillment of the promise to bring Yosef to the land of Israel. And the Medrash tells us in Shmos Rabbah that this is the opinion is the most correct, that they were carrying the coffin of Yosef. Why does Yosef, what connection does Yosef have to Pesach Sheni? The very simple answer Rabbi Ari Khan points out is that of second chances. Pesach Sheni is all about second chances. It's the mitzvah that teaches us about second chances. Right, here it is, they did not get a chance to bring the first carbon, and yet the Torah goes ahead and gives them this opportunity, which we don't usually have. Tefillah, there is an idea of tashlumin. We don't usually have makeup for Sukkah, makeup for Chanukah, makeup. But there's makeup for Pesach, for a carbon Pesach. And what better example of second chances than that of Yosef? Look at Yosef's life. He's thrown into a pit by his own family, left for dead, most likely thinking his family is the one that put him there. Then later he's thrown in prison. And with all of the hardships, with all of those challenges, Yosef rises to the second in command, to Paro Mitzrayim. The Mesilas Yesharim describes, as the Torah tells us, that Yosef was matzliach because he was always working through these struggles and these challenges. Yosef is given a second chance and he takes full advantage. And his family, even though they threw him in the pit and they come to Mitzrayim, Yosef offers them a second chance. Pesach Sheni and Yosef are all about what it means to look at somebody a second time and realize that there are multiple opportunities in our lives to have second chances. In fact, it's Yosef who does this to his brothers. After his brothers come down and Yosef could have taken revenge and Yosef could have been angry at them, Yosef makes sure, creates a scenario and a situation that when he reveals himself, they felt that it was their second chance. As we look around today in our own relations, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time for a second chance. Three times a day, Slach Lanu, Slach Lanu, Slach Lanu, give us a second, forgive us, let us try again. And if we ask Hashem to do that for us, we have to make sure that we are giving each other second chances, that we are building within our own relationships opportunities, not always to write somebody off, but to always have a second chance in our personal lives, in our religious lives, in our communal lives.